looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Hour two. Just for your records there, telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to visit with a guest here for just a little bit, but we'll go back to phone calls after I get caught up with some of the stuff that I didn't get around to talking to you about in the first hour. Telephone number 866-444-3478. We have a guest. I have not met her. Looking forward to doing that in an upcoming event that we're both speaking at in Belton, Texas, Mother Earth News Fair. Kimberly Baston. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
I understand that we may get cut off by a snowstorm that's moving at you. Is that
the case? That's right.
You're in Canada, in New Brunswick?
Yes, and we're supposed to get 50 to 60 centimeters of snow today.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, good luck with all that.
I look
forward to meeting you. Have you spoken at other Mother Earth News events before?
Yes, I have. I've gone to three of the fairs so far.
Well, we just got started a few years ago, and we've done several. I don't do them all, but I've really enjoyed it. They do a great job. Your topic is one that's real high on the list of things that they like to cover. Homesteading, and you have a new book covering that. Tell us a little bit about how it got started.
Well, I made up my mind that I wanted to homestead, but I wasn't really sure how to get started. I didn't grow up on a farm or have any sort of farming education. I just really wanted to homestead. So at one point we had a small vegetable garden where I learned that I could kill a whole lot of plants and we were given a few chickens by another local farmer. But unfortunately we didn't notice there was a small hole in the coop and a ferret got in there and bit their necks and killed them all. So on top of not having a whole lot of knowledge or I didn't have a whole lot of confidence in her homesteading abilities either. So I came up with an idea. We would set out to learn 52 homesteading skills in 1 year. Okay. So I thought this would be a great way to encourage myself to just go ahead and give it a try. And so I made a list of all the things that, you know, I would like to learn, things I would enjoy doing, things that might, you know, save us money or could bring in a little bit of income for the homestead, or things that would bring us a little closer to that, you know, ultimate dream of living off the land.
Right, and not be overwhelming to try to take on too much at once. What was the first step?
The first step was basically just making this list of things that I wanted to learn and what we wanted to accomplish and, you know, the resources I'd need to do it.
All right. Well, the book is called, I assume, 52 Homestead Skills.
And that's right.
Like me, you'll have your book at the fair. One of the things that they do at these fairs, for those of you haven't been to the Mother Earth fairs before, they have a big book store, and it's an incredible amount of material they have. They have a lot of the old past publications and current publications from Mother Earth News, but also, you know, writers, authors like Kimberly and me and a lot of other people. So it's really fun to mix with all these folks and learn some new stuff. The website, the old Walsh Farm, is that yours?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's a beautiful site. Congratulations. I love the first picture, the little lambs there. That's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you. Those are baby doll sheep. They're very cute.
Yeah, that's really good. The 52 homestead skills, do you cover it besides in your book on the homepage on the website as well?
When I first started, I decided that I would start this blog. So every week I would go on and talk about the things that I was trying to learn. A lot of times it was basically just the mistakes I made and what I learned from trying this new skill. I didn't actually write about them all on the website. It turns out that, you know, taking pictures and writing about these skills is probably more time-consuming than actually doing them, but that's kind of how I started and how it got turned into a book.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there. I noticed you're talking about growing limes there. Do you have a greenhouse? Is that how you're doing that, growing the citrus inside?
Yes, I am. Yeah, definitely. They wouldn't be very happy in this 50 centimeters of snow that we're getting today.
Well, how much of a challenge has that been? Do you get enough sunlight and get some production from the citrus in a greenhouse situation?
Yes, I do. Obviously, it's in a southern location, so it does get a lot of sun, and then it's in an unheated room, so in the wintertime it gets a bit of a rest too, so that really helps.
Well, I see you're into have you gone through all 52 steps now yourself, and you've done the beekeeping and the cattle and the sheep and the whole thing, or are you just still making it through the 52 yourself?
No, we made it through the 52, and that's when we put together the book. The book is written from a beginner's perspective, which is sometimes nice because someone who has done something, you know, a million times before, you know, kind of forgets what it's like to be a beginner and all
some of the basic stuff, yeah.
Exactly, but I also had a lot of people who helped me as well. I found, you know, a mentor for the beekeeping, and you know, some vegetable growers to help me with the gardening skills, and you know, someone else to show me how to milk goats. So I had experts also help me put together the book.
Well, that's great. Her book is about chicks and ducks and honeybees and knitting and making soap and candles and raising microgreens and fruits and vegetables and everything. A lot of my listeners are urban people, but you know, there's a real interest even here in Dallas where I live, people raising chickens and things like that. We haven't, Judy and I haven't done that yet because we got two crazy dogs, and we also have coyotes and foxes and all kinds of things, and I haven't figured out how I can build a strong enough enclosure to keep them away, and you've dealt with that as well. Do you have your chickens free range during the day and then put them up at night? Is that how you're going at this point?
That's exactly what we do. Yes, we lock them up really well at night.
Yeah, it can be wiped out in a hurry. It's funny how in an urban situation some of the predators have become such a problem. We had a huge problem with coyotes for a while. Well, we had foxes, then the foxes disappeared, and we had coyotes, and we've even had mountain lions, literally, you know, near downtown, not too far from downtown Dallas. So it really is, we're getting some new adventures with this urban gardening and people's interest in chickens. I think maybe that's one of the things that's bringing them in.
Yes, it could be.
Well, I really look forward to meeting you. Your talk at Belton is Saturday, 11:30, is that right?
Yes.
On the Homestead Hustle stage. I'm not even sure where mine are. I'm doing two, but hopefully we can get together and chat and visit some during the event. You know, that Belton event started off, did you speak at it the first 2 years?
No.
Well, it's been really good. It was good from day one. So very heavy. I think you'll enjoy meeting all the Texas people. We get some people coming down from Oklahoma and from several other states, so you'll get to meet some new folks, and I hope you enjoy being with us, and I really look forward to visiting. How can people get your book? Is it available through Mother Earth News or on Amazon? How's the best way for people to go?
Yes, it's available through Mother Earth News. It's available on Amazon.com, and for anyone coming to the fair, it will be available there as well.
And get your signature and chat a while.
That's right, yeah. Right. I like to think that people could probably learn 52 homesteading skills at the fair alone, not in one year like I did, but in one weekend. There's going to be more than 100 different workshops on everything from regenerative farming to beekeeping, organic gardening, homesteading, natural building. It's a shame it's not in more states, because it's such an amazing opportunity to learn from experts and not just listen to them, but you have a chance to ask questions. Yep. And actually practice some of these skills in the hands-on workshop. There are several hands-on classes.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. And you can go, we'll have a link on our website, and you can just go to MotherEarthNews.com and go that route as well. Kimberly Baston, thank you for joining me. I got to run. We got this hard break coming up, and I look forward to seeing you in Belton, Texas.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is one of the speakers that will be with me in Belton. More after this.
Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets, with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And a telephone number, and we got open lines if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. And the old Walsh farm, if you want to go to that website, it's really a cool website, Kimberly's site, and you can see more about what she's up to with her farm and all that kind of thing. I look forward to visiting with her. That's a big subject matter for, not the only one. They cover everything under the sun in the outdoors and in environment and living off the land and urban type stuff. And I mean, it's just it's amazing. And there's a if you haven't been to one of the Mother Earth news fairs before, the mix of people there, it's going to be all the way from people living totally off the grid and doing homesteading and all, like Kimberly, to people with, you know, 30,000 acre ranches and you know, urban landscaping and everything in between. They cover it all. One of the reasons they brought me in was the tree stuff that I get involved in so thoroughly, and the urban jazz, and of course the organic approach. So hope you can come. It's on under appearances on the website dirtdoctor.com, as all are all my appearances. And if you're interested in me speaking at some event, you can go there and it tells you how to contact our office and find out how it all works and all that kind of thing. Love to visit with you. One of the things I just stumbled in, Mary Rose and I have been talking about a little bit, we make it exceptionally difficult to find where to sign up for our online course. And I hadn't noticed that before. It's my fault. I'm supposed to be the one looking at that stuff. And we don't have one thing on the homepage about our online course, not one, which is really good marketing, isn't it? You have to kind of drill down and go to a newsletter we wrote about the online course, or do a search, which Mary Rose finally did and got to it, and it'll take you to that that newsletter. But anyway, sorry about that. Those of you who tried to find it and have been frustrated, I apologize. It is definitely my fault that I didn't notice that. But the Natural Organic Certification course, I guess if you put a search in for that, it would come up as well. It's presented by Texas Organic Research Center, which is our nonprofit 501c3. And by the way, people that have employees that are in the business and you want to have all your employees take it, there are discounts for you there. If you have a nonprofit, there are discounts available for you there. Everybody that's taken it, I think across the board, has given us real good reviews on it. And I'm sure we could always improve it, and we always will try to do that. But we've gotten good reviews about it. There are people holding, but give me just a second, or I'm not going to get to this. Let me run through it real quickly for you. If you go to that page, the Natural Organic Certification course newsletter page is where it is. It'll tell you about the 15 chapters. Chapter 1 is the introduction to organics. I'm teaching the whole course. It's me. We came up with something that the folks that are doing the production had worked with on another project, and it's something I've always wanted to do, but I've always had a resistance to it for some reason. But it's done with me using my own photographs being presented on a big screen and me standing there explaining it and being able to use photographs in a way, because, you know, we've got 15 chapters and, you know, several hours of me presenting this thing, to present some of the stuff that I'd never presented before. So chapter one is an introduction to organics, talk about the basic philosophy and the theory and just set the stage for what comes later. Chapter two, one of the most important chapters, is soil building. And we talk about how to improve soil, no matter whether you're starting with sandy soil or heavy clay soils, or a decent, you know, sandy loam soil, something in the middle. Chapter three is on planting, all the different planting techniques that I've learned over the years. Those of you that don't know, my main work through the years has been landscape architecture and landscape contracting. I've been a golf course superintendent in the past, an assistant one, pretty poor one actually, but I learned a bunch. It led me into the landscape part of the stuff. So we've developed over the years some planting techniques that are still pretty unique. A lot of folks are going toward them in some ways, but I've got some planting techniques that are not only the simplest things to do, but they're the most effective things to do depending on whether you're planting seed or you're planting a small transplant or a large ball and burlap plant or container plant or doing a transplant of a tree. That's all covered in chapter three. Chapters four and five are both on trees, and we cover trees in great detail. You know, if you listen to my show, that's my great love, and you get to learn all my tricks of the trade and all the techniques that I recommend on planting and managing trees of all kinds. Chapter six is on fertilizing, and we talk about what's wrong with the synthetic fertilizer approach, the high nitrogen kind of thing, and tell you how to do the natural organic fertilizing that we recommend, both dry and liquid. That's through chapter six. Let me take this break. I'll go through chapters 7 and 15 with you, and then we'll go to the phones. David Kay, hang on. We'll get to you straight away. If you need something answered and can't get in on the show, got to go to church now and can't get back till later, it's dirtdoctor.com is one of our websites, and then the nonprofit that we've been talking about that goes into more detail is texasorganicresearchcenter.org.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard, back with you. And just to finish up going through the course real quick, and then we'll get to the phone lines. That number is 866-444-3478. The seventh chapter of our online course is insect control. In fact, chapters 7 and 8 are part 1 and part 2. And I cover basically two things. One is beneficial insects, how to work with beneficial insects, how to recognize them in the garden, photographs of ones that you may think are pests and they're really not, and talk about that whole thing. It's what one of my talks at the Mother Earth News Fair is this natural organic pest control. And it tends to be the even more popular as far as attendance than my trees, which is a little surprising to me, but I understand it because most people are concerned about diseases and pest control and that sort of thing more so than trees, because it's a problem. The trees are not as much of a problem, but they can be, and that it can surprise people when you do the tree things that we recommend, how much better the trees do and how few problems you have. But anyway, 7 and 8 are insect control, all the different aspects. Chapter 9 is disease control, and we cover not only how to identify the different diseases but what the natural organic solutions are for the various things. And I'm always weaving through the entire talk, the fact that the basic organic program and the use of specifically the sick tree treatment is above all other things you can do, the way to keep the pressure down and not have the insect and disease problems in the first place to a great degree. Weed control is chapter 10. Disease control is 9. Chapter 10 is weed control. We talk about all the different weeds, how to identify them, which ones are the worst, what physically can be done, what with the organic amendments can work, and the tools to use and all that kind of thing. Chapter 11 is compost and mulch. We talk about making compost, managing compost, using compost and mulch, and the whole thing. We talk about the easiest ways to compost, and then if you're going to use containers, what are the best ones to use, and what are the ones that are kind of silly and waste your money, all that kind of thing. Chapter 12 is on landscaping. We talk about things more for people interested in the ornamental side of the world. And then chapter 13 is about food crops, more about, you know, fruit trees and vegetables and herbs and edible landscaping and all that is in that chapter. Chapter 14 is about irrigation. I do talk about the controversial thing that I bring up from time to time about the fact that I am not a full-fledged 100% fan of drip irrigation in all situations. And I'll talk about that and talk about where I do recommend it and what I recommend instead in other cases. Chapter 15 is the Natural Organic Certification Course Summary. I pull it all together for you. The only bad news about our course is that you have to take a test at the end of each chapter. And you have to pass by 100%. Now, the good news is that we give you a 25, 26-page study booklet. It's the best cheat sheet that was ever made, and it is an open book test. And so passing 100%, I ask you the most obvious questions, and but most important questions, and they're covered in the cheat sheet. The cheat sheet makes a pretty good little manual for you to have for a quick reference as well. How you sign up? Well, you don't do it on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. You got to kind of drill down and go through the join the buy Howard's books, join the Organic Club of America, do a search in the search engine for the online course, and you can find the information there. And we'd love to have you on board. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Missouri first. Dave is next up. Hello, Dave.
Yes, I've got a question. Are there any plants that can be used on the southern border in conjunction with a physical barrier to discourage illegal aliens?
All right, Dave. You got any serious questions? The only thing that would help there would be the, and I've actually talked about this for private property to keep people off, there's a plant called trifoliate orange, and it's the most well-armed plant on earth. People aren't going to go through it but one time. But no, it would not stop any kind of traffic back and forth from the southern border. Did you have anything else, Dave?
Well, I was thinking maybe like cholla cactus or poison ivy or...
No, you can go over those things. The trifoliate orange, if you're really trying to keep somebody off of your property, is one I'd recommend that you look at, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling. All right, Ray's turn in Granbury, Texas, next up. Hi, Kay.
Yes, thank you. I would like to know how to start my own plants without a greenhouse or any added expense, you know, because... I would like to just try to do it indoors.
Okay.
I have a number of my own organic seeds from last year, and so I would like to use those instead of purchasing plants in the spring.
Okay.
Especially like my tomatoes.
All right.
And I've never done this before.
All right. First time, a newbie. Well, here's the key to it, Kay. The key to it is to have plenty of light. And the rest of it can vary. Some people like with one thing, some people like something else. But the thing that is true across the board is to get seeds going and have little seedlings that are not long and spindly and unhealthy, you got to have a lot of light. And there's a couple of ways to do that. You know, you can have a greenhouse situation. You don't. So what we have to do is we create a little bit of a greenhouse situation in the house. And we do that with artificial light. We try to use a window or a skylight to start with, but that's not enough light. We need more light than that. We need to have either one of the little shelf devices that are set up specifically for germinating seed, or we need to create it by just getting some lamps or hanging lights or whatever that will have LED or incandescent or any kind of light that's going to be as bright as you can possibly come up with. The foot candles compared indoors compared to what the sunlight is outdoors, you know, is dramatically different. So there's no way that you can come up with too much light. You could come up with too much heat by having the light fixture too close to the little seedling as it comes up and burn it. But it's impossible to come up with too much light. You see what I mean?
Yes. So
that's going to be the key. Now, the other thing I'd recommend to you to get you off to a good start, since this is your first try at growing your own stuff, I would go to one of the garden centers or feed stores or order it online and get you one of the heat mats. And what it is, it'll be a little rubber mat with a metal grill on it, usually. Mine are designed that way anyway, so that you plug it in and that rubber mat produces heat so that your little seeds and seedlings, as they start to grow, have heat underneath them, as well as the nice high foot candles of light above.
Okay.
And you will have great success. It'll surprise you how quickly the little seeds will jump out of the ground. The biggest mistake people make is not having not enough light, and the little seedlings start leaning toward the light and become real spindly. And once they're moved out to higher light, they get sunburned, and you know, there's just all kinds of different problems. So really high intensity light is the best thing you can do. Now, one other tip I can give you that I learned from a real good vegetable grower years ago is this. You plant your seeds in flats, or you can use big pots. Either one doesn't make any difference. Use an organic potting soil. Get the best one you can find at nearby garden centers if you don't have your own already.
Yes, I have those things.
Okay, good. And get the seeds planted. Keep it moist. And then when they get up to a nice size, I'd say when they get up to be an inch higher or a little bit bigger, gently lift out every other one or a few of them and move them to a pot, a bigger container, so there's few close together. You see what I mean?
Okay.
And we're going to grow them in that pot until they get big, and then if we put in four or five or six, we'll remove the smallest ones of those and keep the biggest ones to grow. And by the time we are warm enough in the spring to move them outside, they will have developed big old root systems, and you'll have a bigger, more healthy transplant that will get to production of tomatoes or peppers or whatever you're growing quicker than if you just planted the little small seedlings out in the ground when it got warm. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So it's cheating a little, not really cheating, it's just kind of taking advantage of a little larger pot so the roots can get as big as possible before you move them outside.
Okay, that's good. Thank you so much.
And what you plant is just up to you, you know, what kind of food you like the best. I'd experiment with some things. Seed is inexpensive, so just try a lot of different things and see what you can do. If you join the Organic Club of America, or, you know, donate to Torque in any way, you can get some seed from our garden and from Bob Webster's gardens in San Antonio. And two of the things that he provides is jicama, which is really easy to grow and fun to grow, and also shishito peppers, which are the peppers that form a little compact plant, really easy to grow. And the chefs at fine restaurants have really gotten into using them. It's really become a popular pepper.
Yes.
Well, good luck with your first crop, and give me a call if you need anything else.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's see. We got about a minute. Let's see if we can get started anyway with Marlon in Duncanville, Texas. Hey, Marlon.
Hi, Howard. Hi.
What's up?
This is Marlon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking questions about orchids.
Okay.
I've gotten some orchids in the stores. I usually get them on sale. And I've noticed that the potting material is often pine bark.
Mm-hmm.
What do you or your wife use for potting material for orchids? The water just seems to run right through, and I'm getting a lot of aerial roots all over the place.
Well, that's how orchids grow. They're basically aerial plants, so growing on pine bark is okay. I like lava gravel. If you can hang with me, I'll talk to you about it in more detail when we come back from this break.
Can you, sounds good. Can yes, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, stick with me, and we'll talk about orchids, and we will talk about whatever else you want to discuss as soon as we can work in. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. RegActive's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
We're back, and we were talking with Marlon about orchids. Marlon, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
I wrote a newsletter about orchids and fertilizing, and there's some of the basic information I was going to talk to you about in it. I noticed that it's not as thorough as I need to be. It looks like it'll be a good additional newsletter for me to do to write about orchid growing. Your comment about it being bark and there being aerial roots, that's normal. Bark is the most common thing that orchids are grown on, that and peat moss. If I buy, Judy buys a lot of orchids and we keep them around and recycle them and all, and they generally start off with bark. And some of the growers put peat moss in, and some of the universities even recommend peat moss. I don't recommend that at all. But if you're going to ever start your own or change, or anybody listening that wants to make it work as well as it can, changing over to lava gravel as the growing medium is the best thing I have found to do of all. So what you've got is okay. I would recommend that you fertilize with nothing but Garrett juice. Garrett juice is the best fertilizer. I used to be worried about using it a little bit because somebody told me one time they had some damage to their orchids, but we've never seen that replicated, never seen it be a problem at all. So what we use, Judy uses Garrett juice as a fertilizer. She'll water, you know, as needed. You don't have to keep it sopping wet, sopping wet soil. They're taking moisture from the material they're growing on and from the air to a degree. And another little trick Judy stumbled into is putting a handful of corks, you know, from wine bottles or something, underneath the bark. It kind of just helps the breathing of it. So, in other words, you don't have to have it wet all the time for the orchids to be successful. And some kind of a liquid fertilizer like Garrett juice, and it's best to fertilize when they're not in bloom, fertilize when they're not in bloom to bring them into bloom, and then fertilize again when they go out of bloom to bring them return them back to bloom. So what you've got
I'm getting lots of. I was going to say I'm getting lots of shoots with this Dr. Earth Root Zone natural fertilizer, and it's got mycorrhizae.
Okay, that's fine.
In it.
That's fine.
And I do have a plant from my colleague at work. It's a mother plant, and it sent up a shoot, and the shoot has a couple of leaves on it now, and it's blooming as well.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I should leave it up in the air with the blossoms, or is it going to, I'm worried it's going to get too heavy with the light bark underneath, if I should cut it.
No, I wouldn't cut it. I'd let it bloom and enjoy the blooms. If you go to the garden centers, you can find some wires that are specifically for that. You can put into the pot and go out and then tie some kind of a loose connection to the wire to hold the stem up so it doesn't, you know, pull the pot on over. That's another advantage of switching from bark over to lava gravel, because it's a little heavier and it'll hold in place better, and you don't have that problem of it tipping over, and you don't have to put the wire and stake the blooms as much. So you might just consider that at some point, or if you start some new ones from small plants, just start some in lava gravel, and you'll be able to see the difference it makes. It's really a lot better way to go. The organic fertilizer you mentioned is fine. Adding a Garrett juice to it or using Garrett juice instead is what we do. One thing that I was going to mention about the entry that I pulled up that's an old newsletter of ours, it mentions a product called Alpha Bio, which was fine. I don't think it's around anymore. I'm not sure about that. It may be. And then one called Bio SI, which is a product made in Texas that I haven't had any contact with for a long time, and it's probably still available. But the Garrett juice, which we also mention in the article, is a thing that you can make yourself, you know, or buy the commercial product, either one. Okay?
Okay. All right. And my question about lava rock is, my wife had mercury poisoning from the amalgam fillings back in 1993.
Yep.
And I've heard that lava has a lot of mercury in it. Is that true, or is that a problem?
Well, any kind of a natural rock, whether it's granite or lava or basalt or whatever, iron ore or whatever you're talking about, is going to have trace background levels of heavy metals, which is going to include lead, arsenic, beryllium, you know, you name it. That's just nature. That's how, you know, life is. That's how everything works. But they're very, very small background levels, and they're not available, so they're not a problem. Amalgam fillings are the bad stuff in them is available. I had all mine taken out too. It's a really good thing to do. But the lava is very much inert and not a problem at all. Zero. Lava sand and lava gravel are extremely high on my recommended list of things to use.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much for your help.
I appreciate it. Good luck with your orchids, and we'll talk again soon. By the way, if you're thinking, well, I'd kind of like to try some orchids too, another tip for you, Phalaenopsis. Those are the ones to start with. Why? They're the easiest to grow. They're also beautiful, too. Have relatively small flowers, but all kinds of colors, and really, really easy to grow. And I'll do an updated newsletter on it and talk about some of the other things. Bob Webster, my friend down in San Antonio, is the real expert. He and his partner, Roberta, they used to grow them professionally. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back.